Jamaica's non-adversarial handling of this matter reflects not only our practice of diplomacy, but the strength of our bilateral relationships with both Cuba and the United States of America. Our structured process of review and engagement is progressing well, and we remain confident in the integrity of this program. We continue to engage diplomatically, including discussions which I held with the Cuban foreign minister, the current head of the U.S. embassy, with whom both Minister Tufton and I and our teams met, and of course, as between CARICOM foreign ministers, as you would be aware, we have had discussions. We've exchanged perspectives, and we are seeking to ensure the best understanding and outcomes of this matter. Given that the MOU had expired last year, the government of Jamaica had already begun a review process, even before any international concerns were raised. So while we have identified a few areas for alignment with our own overseas labor programs and how they are administered, we are confident that the Cuban program is a legitimate bilateral cooperation program, not an example of trafficking.